Week 2, Monday, Compline.
Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You say that one day I will lose this shell and not be brown, but soft and tall and green. You say I yearn for what no seed has seen. How can I yearn that all I know so well will die, rot in the ground? No, don't tell me tales, that what it is to be a bean has roots and leaves and fruit. You cannot mean I'm not myself. Such stories do not sell. And yet I feel it. Does the butterfly recall the caterpillar's ache and say, it was worthwhile, how ignorant I was? Will I look back, as wisdom always does, at fears unfounded, thinking of this day, and ponder, yes, that once was I? Master our God, how untiring is your love for us. Psalm 86. Please, Yahweh, turn your ear to me and answer, because I am downtrodden and poor. Preserve my life, because I am faithful, and you are my God. Rescue the slave who puts his trust in you. Have mercy on me, Yahweh. I call to you all day long. Fill your slave's heart with joy, Yahweh, because I raise my soul toward you. Yahweh, you are good and forgiving, full of mercy for everyone who calls on you. Then please, Yahweh, listen to my prayer and take notice of the sound of my plea. I call on you this day full of my anguish, and you will be sure to answer. Not one of the gods is like you, Yahweh. They do nothing at all to compare with what you do. All the nations you have made will come and worship you, Yahweh, and honor your name, because you are great and your deeds are astounding, and you are the only God. Show me your way, Yahweh, so I can walk faithfully after you. Guide my heart toward reverence of your name, and I will praise you, God Yahweh, with all my heart, and honor your name forever, because your love to me has been immense, and you have pulled me out of the abyss of death. But arrogant upstarts are attacking me. Savages are trying to kill me without a thought for you. So please, God of mercy and pity, patient and indulgent, full of love and truth, turn toward me and have mercy on me. Bestow your strength on your slave, and rescue your servant's son. Give me a sign of your kindness for my enemies to see to their shame that you are the one who comforts me and stands behind me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master our God, how untiring is your love for us. Reading, 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. God has made us able to buy our rescue through our Master Prince Jesus, so that we can live together with him, whether we are awake or asleep. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Because you have redeemed me, faithful Master, my God, I hand over my spirit. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in his peace while we sleep. Benunc Dimittis. Now, my Lord and Master, you may dismiss your slave, as you promised, in peace. Because my eyes have seen the rescue you have prepared for us, within the very sight of all the nations, a light to disclose the truth to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in his peace while we sleep. Master, please give our bodies restful sleep, and let the work we have done today come to fruition in eternal life. We make this request through our Master, Prince Jesus. Amen. May the Omnipotent Master bestow on us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, you are forever the open gate of heaven and star of the sea. Please come to help the failing people trying so hard to stand. Since you are the one who gave birth as nature gaped to your own holy sire, and still before and after remained a virgin. Then accept from us too Gabriel's greeting, and have mercy on these poor sinners.